a school that would judge me by my height or my weight. So later, when they offered me the job, I turned it down.
4.
I was being interviewed for a job, and the interviewer asked me, "What animal would you like to be reincarnated as?" So I said a cat, because it was the first thing I thought of, and because cats have a good life. Well, at least in the U.S. they do. And then the interviewer immediately looked a little embarrassed and said that he had been told to ask me that question to see how I would react, but that he thought it was a stupid question. In the end, I didn't get the job, so maybe the interviewer wasn't very fond of cats.
5.
I went for a job interview at a lawyer's office. There were two of us waiting to be interviewed, me and a man about the same age as me. He was nice, so we were chatting before we went in, and we agreed to have a coffee afterward. Well, I went in first, and they asked me the usual kinds of questions about my previous job. They had all my personal information on my resume, and so they knew I was married, and suddenly they asked me, "Are you planning to have children?" I said, "Not in the immediate future, but maybe one day." Afterward, when I was having coffee with the other candidate, I asked him if he'd been asked the same question, and he said no, even though he was married too. In fact, we both got offered jobs, but I still think that it was a very sexist question to ask.
1.9. 1.
I was being interviewed for a job with an advertising agency, and the interviewer kept checking information on my resume and then asking me about it. And he saw that I studied philosophy in college, and he said, "Oh, I see that you studied philosophy in college. Do you still practice philosophy?" So I said, "Well, I still think a lot." Anyway, he obviously liked the answer because I got the job.
2.
At my job interview to become an editor with a publishing company, there were 3 people asking questions, 2 managers and a woman from human resources. All the questions had been pretty normal. They were about my studies and experience. And then suddenly the woman from human resources asked me, "What would make you kick a dog?" I was totally flustered, but I managed to answer. I said, "I'd only kick it if the dog had bad grammar and couldn't punctuate properly." I thought it was a clever answer, and in fact, I got the job.
3.
When I was applying for a teaching job in Korea, they were doing the interviews by phone because I was in the US. And because of the time difference, they were all very early in the morning, which is not my best time. Anyway, the director of studies of this particular school asked me, "How tall are you? And how much do you weigh?" I answered his questions, but after the interview, when I thought about it, I decided that I didn't want to work